Describe a movie you watched recently that you felt disappointed about. What are the different types of films in your country? Are historical films popular in your country? Why? There's a wide variety of movies in our country, such as historical dramas, science fiction films, romantic comedies, and comedies, just to name a few. Recently, historical dramas and sci-fi movies have been all the rage. People love historical dramas because they often tell the stories of our remarkable leaders and heroes, giving a deeper understanding of our history and culture. Parents take their kids to watch these movies to teach positive values and reflect on the past. Besides, with impressive special effects advancements, sci-fi movies are becoming increasingly popular. The Wandering Earth stands out as one of China's highest-grossing sci-fi films. What factors do you think contribute to the success of a movie? I think there are lots of factors that contribute to the success of a movie. One is probably who's in the movie. You know, a lot of people care more about whether their favorite actors are in a movie. If they really like a certain actor, they'll probably fork over the money to go see their movie. Besides, the plot is crucial. If a movie has a captivating storyline, it often grabs the audience's interest. Another factor is the trailer. If the trailer is really well edited and makes people want to see the movie, then the movie will probably do really well. Do you believe that celebrities are paid too much? I do think that celebrities are paid too much. They definitely work hard. I'm not denying that. For example, actors have to spend long days on set. It sounds like a very grueling schedule. But earning millions of dollars just for being on a reality TV show doesn't seem fair. I mean, celebrities mainly work in the entertainment industry. And when you compare their contributions to fields like science, medicine, and education, their impact is relatively limited. Plus, it's unfair that those making greater sacrifices, like military personnel, don't receive the same level of compensation. Honestly, I don't think this inequality should exist in today's world. Do you believe movie reviews? I don't always believe movie reviews. I mean, opinions about a movie can be so subjective. Some people might give a high rating just because they're fans of a particular character, while others may give a low rating due to their dislike for the actors. So personal preferences greatly influence how people assess a movie. Besides, some people tend to rely on opinions from famous movie critics. But nowadays, there are reviewers who are paid to promote specific films. So just relying on movie reviews to judge a film isn't always reliable. We need to think for ourselves and make our own judgments. Do you think films with famous actors or actresses would be more popular? Yeah, I definitely think that films with famous actors or actresses tend to be more popular. Some people are really attached to certain actors. So if they see their favorite actor in a movie, they'll probably go see the movie, even if they're not that interested in the movie itself. Plus, some people will pay to see a movie even if their favorite actor is only in the movie for a little bit. So I think it's a very smart move to include famous actors in movies in order to draw more people in.